Yeah, today we're going to look at a new topic. Now, when we talk about the Bible, there are three important aspects you and I need to understand. Now that we've studied that verse by heart, 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, all scripture is God breathed. There are three aspects that you and I need to study, three I's that you and I need to study, and we are going to look at those three I's today, okay? Number one, we're going to study about inspiration. Okay, this is a, now, these words that I'm giving to you, these are all big words. These are only words that is found in theology. You just need to keep these words in your mind. But when I explain it, it's very easy for us to understand. Okay? So, inspiration. Okay, we need to study about inspiration. When we talk about inspiration, we are saying that the Bible that we hold in our hand, we believe is inspired by God. Okay? Inspired by God. Okay? It is inspired by God. When I talk about inspiration, what do I mean by that? What do I mean by the word inspiration? Number one, when I say that the Bible is inspired, I say that God brought into being the very words composed in the Bible. That means God is responsible for every word that you read in the Bible. Okay? God is responsible. He is behind it. Okay? He is behind every word that you see in the Holy Scriptures. Not only that, number two, how did the words come into existence by God? It is through the work of the Holy Spirit. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, He put the words into the mind of the author. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, He put the words into the mind of the author. And that is how the author composed the scripture. That is how he wrote the script. He was guided by the Holy Spirit. Number three, God allowed, or the Holy Spirit allowed, every situation and circumstance of the author to compose the Holy Word. Okay? Even though the work of the Holy Spirit was there, even though God was involved, important for us to understand and know that the author's situation, the author's circumstance was allowed to become an important part and parcel in composing the Holy Scriptures. Okay? What do I mean by that is that every author was allowed to go through their emotions, situation, circumstance to write down the Holy Bible. I'll give you an example. You know there was a prophet in the Old Testament called Jeremiah? Yes, Jeremiah. Jeremiah was known by another name. Can anybody tell me? He was known as the weeping prophet. Why was he known as the weeping prophet? Because he was crying all the time? Because, yeah, he was sorrowful. It was not that he was a crybaby. It's not like if somebody came and, I'll tell my mommy. No. Why was he called as the weeping prophet? Huh? Yeah, he was always praying and crying for Israel. He prophesied about what? The destruction that was going to come on. Guys, look here. Pay attention. Jeremiah was a prophet who prophesied about the destruction that was going to come to Jerusalem. The walls was going to be broken down. Okay? The walls, when he saw that Jerusalem was being destroyed, and when the walls was broken down, he cried. God allowed that situation, that circumstance that Jeremiah was going through, to write a book. What is the book that Jeremiah wrote? Lamentations. Understood? Lamentations is a book written by the prophet Jeremiah. And in Lamentations, you will understand that he is weeping when he sees that Jerusalem is lying in complete destruction. So God allowed that situation and circumstance to allow him to. So that situation that he went through was real. You understand? Okay, that emotion that he went through was real. To write down that book. You got that? Another example. Job. Job was a man who was struck by Satan. And because he was struck by Satan, he lost his family, lost his cattle, lost his sheep, lost his house, lost his children. God allowed that situation and circumstance in the life of that author to write down the book of Job. To talk about who God is, to talk about the awesomeness of God. God allowed Job to go through that situation and circumstance to write the Holy Bible. Understood? Yeah? So the situation and circumstance was real. Hosea. Hosea was very well known for one important thing. What was that? He married Gomer, and Gomer was a prostitute. So God allowed Hosea to marry a prostitute. Why? That situation and circumstance was real. Why? Because when Hosea would marry a prostitute, she would commit adultery, leave him, stay in another place. He has to go, pay money, buy his own wife back, love and take care of her. Why should he do that? So that when he writes the book, through the book, God is telling the people of Israel, you are like Gomer. You have committed adultery. I have bought you with a price. Just like how Hosea loved his wife, even though she was a prostitute, I love you, my people of Israel. Got that? That situation, that circumstance was very, very real. But God, through the Holy Spirit, gave him the exact words that he was supposed to write down. Got it? Yeah? Not only that, the last part, the last point is that since God wrote the word to write, there is no error. Understood? There is no error. This is important things that you and I need to understand about inspiration. So we believe that our Bible, the Word of God, is inspired by Him. Understood? Now, one thing I want to add. Okay, one thing I want to add. Listen very carefully. You remember we spoke about original autograph? Remember we spoke about original autograph? Huh? When I talk about inspiration, when I say that the Word of God is inspired, I am talking about the original. I am talking about the original autograph. When we say that the Bible is inspired, we are talking back about the original autograph. This original autograph is inspired by God. God, through His Holy Spirit, worked in the heart of man and allowed man to write the original autograph. Understood? Therefore, we believe the original autograph has absolutely no mistakes. There is no error in this. We do not believe that the manuscripts is inspired because these are copies of copies of copies of copies of copies. Understood? Inspiration is a word that we use only to describe the original autograph. Did you understand? Yes? Now, let me just give you an example to make you understand. The Hebrew language, okay, the alphabets are very small. I'll show you a picture. The alphabets are very small and tiny. And the Hebrew alphabet is many a times made up of one dot here, one dot here, one dot here. You know, if you write one letter with one dot, it has one meaning. If the dot is not there, it has another meaning. If you put two dots, it will have a third meaning. So imagine yesterday I was explaining to you, right? I'm reading from Genesis 1:1, original manuscript. 49 of you are writing down. And imagine if one of you is missing one dot. That meaning completely. And from her, another 25 copies are being made. All those 25 copies will not have that one dot. That's how you have different versions today. That's how you have these seemingly problem passages. That's why we say the manuscripts are not inspired, because they are written by man. But the original autograph which I have written, God directly told me to write it down. Therefore, we believe the original manuscripts has no error. Yes? Yes? Are you understanding? So we believe in the inspiration of the Bible. Inspiration. God spoke to the human author. He composed the scriptures. No error in the Bible. Holy Spirit allowed him to write. His or her circumstance was used to write the Bible. Yes or no? Understood? Any questions? Wow, you guys are seriously very good students, huh? Any questions? Okay. Which is the first book in the Old Testament that was written? Very good. Job was the first book in the Old Testament that was written. Which is the first book in the New Testament? Mark? Numbers? Numbers is in the Old Testament, okay. Somebody said number. Which book in the New Testament is written first? Mark? Any other guess? Yeah, James is the first book written in the New Testament. Okay, so Job is the first book in the Old Testament. James is the first book. There is no significance in the arrangement of the books, okay? There's no significance. It's arranged in that way and kept. There's no significance why these four books appear like this. So James was the first book in the New Testament. Which is the second book? Galatians. Okay, now you keep quiet. Which is the third book? James? Galatians? 1 Corinthians? 2 Corinthians? Sorry. James? Galatians? 1 Thessalonians? 2 Thessalonians? Oh, you were there for that class that time. Huh? Okay. 1 Thessalonians? 2 Thessalonians? Then? 1 Corinthians? 2 Corinthians? Romans? Jude? Ephesians? Philippians? Colossians? Okay, yeah, we look at that order, okay? When we study canonicity, we look at that order. So, this is how we believe that the Bible was inspired by God. No errors in the Bible because God, by His Holy Spirit, used the human authors to compose the Holy Scriptures. Now, you look at the verse. God is love. I should also be able to show love for brothers and sisters in my church. Does the Bible say that? Yes. 1 John chapter 4 verse 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another for love is of God and every... No. Turn to 1 John chapter 4 verse 7 and 8. That what you are saying is John's 13 verse 34, 35. Dear friends, let us love one another. For love is of God. Everyone that loves has been born of God and he knows God. Next verse. He that does not love. He does not know God because God is love. If you find it difficult to love brothers and sisters in your church, there is something wrong. I am not saying it. The Bible says it. Because the character of God is that God is love, and because God is love, I should love everyone who is born of God. People in my church are born of God. I should love them. If I can't love them, there is something wrong in my relationship with God. Yeah? Cool? That's how we know that the Bible is inspired, because we speak not words taught by human wisdom, but words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with spiritual words. Okay? Number two, we looked at the first word that we studied is inspiration.